the Gulf Coast, homeowner Judy Adams decided to ride this storm out in coastal Mississippi.
I will never do that again during any kind of a category hurricane. It was without a doubt the most frightening experience of my life.
Nate, the first hurricane to make landfall in Mississippi since 2005. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is, the 9th of October, 2017. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. Just call us any chance you get. Just doesn't make any difference. Just call in and say hello. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com now that you've turned everything up. I like it, though, when you lean across me like that. That just leaves me. That
good
just gives me.
On this
that
Monday.
Gives me full rein to
well,
just
you know
for
what?
My impulses.
We always say that on the weekends. You know, we come back in, and I don't know. It's not like you
well,
have
you've
this.
You've got a lot of people in here. You
right.
know, we've got a lot of shows.
Probably
on
about 40 people were in this weekend.
Probably, I think so. Something like that. And then, of course, you have Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was good. And
period, just good.
I did well, Carl, having been here, done this, and Linda, you've done it as well. I did boat things.
You
did what?
I'm sorry.
You did what things?
You got frustrated.
I did boat things.
Boat
things.
Oh, great.
I think it's a
boat
things.
I love that. Well, no, because that's your passion, and you're getting ready to take a nice. What would you call it? A journey on the boat.
We're doing 5 days down on the Delta off
it's
of
not
Frank's
a trek.
Yeah.
It's a
you know, just a. It's well, it's our anniversary.
Oh,
well, our anniversary is actually November the 5th, but we lucked out and found a very good price on a VRBO near what is called Frank's Tract, which is a large.
Yes.
Very shallow body of water on the Sacramento Delta, centrally located. So we're going to go down and enjoy ourselves for
a
few days. And
a blast.
Take the boat through her paces. By the way, when you're done with the weather, I do have fire information.
Absolutely.
We have lots of fire
information. To hear about that. Currently 64 degrees in the downtown cities and around downtown. Our highs will be 82 with our lows of 46. Red flag warning. Bob, why don't you tell us what that means?
A red flag warning, of course, is issued when conditions don't let these cooler weather conditions fool you. We are in a red flag warning until 5 p.m. today. Elevated winds, very dry conditions. We will be sunny and breezy throughout the day. Fires fairly close to home. The Cherokee Fire in Butte County has blackened 500 acres. Evacuation orders for Red Tape Road west to Sand Mine. Also of note, down in Tehama County, the freeway fire has burned about 8 acres, but it is 100% contained. Close to home, we had a fire up in Jones Valley. That brings back echoes of some scary stuff about a decade ago. The Jones fire burned 40 acres, is 70% contained as forward progress has been stopped. All this information off the CAL FIRE website. Those numbers were updated last night. We expect to have some updates as we go through the show this morning. But fire danger very, very high right now, so please be careful. Don't let the cooler temperatures fool you. The fuels are dry, and the winds will move a fire right along.
We have some friends that just came back from now. I can believe they came back last night. They went on a big wine-tasting spree. Which means that I think they drove back from Napa last night, because didn't I hear you say that parts of the Napa Valley area was closed?
Fire in Napa County, yeah, about 200 acres. They were doing some evacuations down there. That's near Lake Berryessa. That is the Atlas Fire.
I think it's just the hills. Every time anybody goes with the hills, there's a fire someplace. When we rode over there in the Harleys, and the Yellowstone caught on fire. Yeah.
Now, what's going to happen, because we, too, are going to be driving over to the coast, I want to know if there's fires in that area going through Grants Pass.
Well, that direction you're fine. There is a fire at near Blue Lake, but it appears to be.
We know the fires can't go any further than Pelican Beach.
The weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Thank you for the update, there, Bob. That's really great. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. We love this company. They've been with us since the beginning. We love the Kennys. They are people who do a lot of for the community, kind of like the unsung heroes. Those are those people who own businesses and do so much that is not reported, that you aren't really aware of. So they've done a lot of I would say that they're heroes. They're definitely heroes. And we're proud that they've partnered with us with the weather, being our weather sponsor. So thank you every time we read it. It's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Today's Columbus Day. And I understand the Antifa is already, the battles have already started. But here's some things about Christopher Columbus that you may not have known. They said he was, a misconception is that he set out to prove the world was round. If that was the case, he was 2,000 years too late, since ancient Greek mathematicians had done that. Columbus, a self-taught man, greatly underestimated the Earth's circumference, however. He also thought Europe was wider than it actually was, and that Japan was further from the coast of China than it really was. For these reasons, he figured he could reach Asia by going west, a concept that most of educated Europe at the time thought was daft. And because the Earth was flat, and not because the Earth was flat, but because Columbus' math was so wrong, and in fact got lucky by bumping into land that, of course, wasn't Asia. But to his end, to the day he died, he thought he had found Asia. Another misconception of that he had discovered America. Well, if you ignore the fact that Native Americans were already here or that the Vikings had gotten here, he didn't even discover that as he hit off the coast. That what he really discovered was the Bahamas archipelago and then the island later named Hispaniola, now split into Haiti and the Dominican Republic. On his subsequent voyages, he went further south to Central and South America. He never got close to what is called the United States. So, but what he did was he did open up that era of navigation and exploration of this whole area. And you had other people later on. Another misconception was that he died in poverty. And why he didn't, he did not die in poverty. He died in what you know, he had a nice place he was living in, and he was very economical, you might say, very frugal, because he didn't have a lot of money. So Christopher Columbus, he knew a lot about the trade winds. He did a lot about going out there and saying, hey, here's a passage that you can get to another place in the world. But did he discover America? No. So, but we still have statues up there. So, okay.
Right. Also on today. Okay. So it's Columbus Day. Kind of five things you want to know on this Monday. Here's your reason to tune in for Monday Night Football. I can't think of many, but Star Wars fans, tonight's matchup between Minnesota Vikings and Chicago Bears. It may not sound interesting. You may not want to watch Monday Night Football. But the biggest reason you may want to is because the trailer for Star Wars, The Last Jedi, will debut during halftime. And Bob, you're a Trekkie.
Well, it's a Star Wars.
Star Wars and Star Trek are two.
No, I said Star Wars. I'm sorry. I meant to mean the trailer for Star Wars, The Last Jedi, will debut.
You said he was a Trekkie.
Oh.
I am a aficionado of speculative fiction, yes.
Okay, so you watch Star Wars.
I always think of Trekkies and Star Wars kind of the same. I'm sorry.
Don't tell them that.
I clumped them in. Ooh, God forbid. Anyway, The Last Jedi picks up the 2015's The Force Awakens left off. Can't wait for the game. We've got images from the movie here on USA Today. You'll see that. And the Nate continues to battery. Weary southeast with heavy rains. The remnants of Hurricane Nate, which faded a tropical depression, lashed much of the southeast with heavy rain Sunday. Nate is forecast to pass over portions of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, dumping as much as 10 inches of rain between Sunday and Monday. All right.
You know, the this is a big weekend. We had a heck of a big weekend.
Got some more of that as we'll talk after the break.
Heck of a big weekend here.
Well, we did. We had the Haven Humane.
The Barkwine and Brew was absolutely
packed. That was
packed.
Wonderful. Sold out.
Sold out.
Great
again.
Items.
Again. Not only that, Big Bike Weekend with the Remembrance Ride, the Harvest Festival out at Shasta College, the Harvest Liberty Festival.
Bill Canto
Anderson,
Singers. Bill Canto opera
Singers,
last night. Oh, my
the
goodness.
Youth fundraisers by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council and the California Highway Patrol. All this stuff was going on this weekend. And, you know, when you're going from spot to spot to spot, then, you know, you realize how great it is if you have a good bed. And we have the best bed. We have a Sleep Number bed. We have a Sleep Number bed that allows us to pick the firmness on each side of the mattress. My Sleep Number setting, of course, is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. Sometimes we adjust those. But we have the ability to do that because that's just the way it is. Sleep Number was rated number one by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row. And now with the Sleep Number 360 bed, it adjusts as you move during the night. They actually sense your every move and automatically adjust. So you stay comfortably sleeping throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. And an adjustment for snoring is not you putting your hand over your loved one's mouth and shaking them a few times. No. This is something that kind of raises the head up a little bit. And now, if you head on down to the Sleep Number store, right there in the Target Shopping Center, you're going to get some amazing offers. You can take up to $600 off, plus special financing, plus free home delivery. All this ends today. So get $600 off a mattress, get special financing, and then you get also free delivery.
Recommend it.
All over. And, you know, the fact is that we really like our Sleep Number bed. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see somebody. We'll be right back.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master-planned community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Can we talk hypocrisy in America? 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
Hypocrisy.
64 degrees going up to 82 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's talk about hypocrisy in America today. Vice President Pence goes to the game. 49ers and the Colts game. All the Colts standing up. 49ers, of course, don't do that because that's not their thing. They don't have to do that because, see, they have a perfect record this season. Did you know that? Yeah, they've lost every game. So when you've got a perfect season going, you don't have to do things like stand up for the flag. Vice President Pence and his wife, who did stand up for the flag, hand over the heart and all that, as soon as it was over, he turns and walks out. The hypocrisy of it comes here. The players go, oh, how dare he do that? In the liberal media, or in the media. I don't care if they're liberal or what. He goes, and they go, oh, how can he do that? Oh, look, he left the game. Oh, you know, oh, my gosh, it was just a publicity stunt, blah, blah, blah. Yet Pence did nothing different than the people that are protesting. He did a peaceful protest.
Here's a statement. I left today's Colts game because President Trump and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem. At a time when so many Americans are inspiring our nation with their courage, resolve, and resilience, now more than ever, we should rally around our flag and everything that unites us. While everyone is entitled to their own opinions, comma, I don't think it's too much to ask NFL players to respect the flag and our national anthem. I stand with President Trump, I stand with our soldiers, and I will always stand for our flag and our national anthem.
And see, that's a peaceful protest if he wants to walk out. How can you make something out of that? And by the way, 49ers, you may want to think, you know, the other thing, you know, you haven't won a game all season.
40 Winers.
The 40 Winers. Oh, I love that. The 40 Winers.
That's where you're going to go at your holiday costume.
Okay. Now, here's the second part of hypocrisy. Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live, who has, you know, has eviscerated President Trump on the show several times. Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein, president of the Weinstein Company, you know, it was, you know, Academy Award winners and all this. You know, one of the powers, a huge Democrat, gave over $1 million of his own money, raised millions of dollars for Democrats. Turns out that Harvey got caught for the last several decades sexually harassing women to the point of sexually assaulting women, including to the part where he trapped a woman in a restaurant alcove. And when he wanted to make out with her and she refused to do it, he then, if I can say this, masturbated.
Performed an act of self-abuse.
Of self-abuse in a plant next to her. I mean, when you think about this, this is incredibly wrong. And guess who? Ashley Judd was one of the ones that won a six-figure settlement from him. Ashley Judd. Now, this is the woman that stood out there and talked about Trump and how she's a dirty woman and all these things. Yet she never said anything about Weinstein sexually assaulting her or Rose McCowan sexually assaulting her. All these women now are standing up and saying, you know what, he's done it. He did it. And we couldn't say anything because he was so powerful. You know, the epitome of sexual harassment and the powerful white man. Right? So where are all the statements? Where is the anger from Hollywood? Where are the people standing up and going, oh, this man should be pilloried. He should be, I know it sounds a lot like Hillary, he should be, oh, my, drug through the streets, fired. He's done all these things. Well, Saturday Night Live had a spot, they had jokes and a skit on it, or whatever they do, and they cut it out.
Really?
They cut it out, and then asked Lorne Michaels why. Well, you know, he's from New York.
So
that was
the Clinton explanation. The Clinton effect.
But Trump's from New York. He's from Queens, just like Weinstein. Anyway, Weinstein's been fired from his company. They're even thinking about changing the name of the company from Weinstein. Mm. So this is how quickly the mighty have fallen. And it was done by the New York Times.
Mm.
Ah, so this tells me one of two things. Weinstein's, obviously, they were passe, that they don't have the power they used to have. Because they still had the power, do you think the New York Times would have done it?
Probably not.
Anyway, I just find it, again, the hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. If you're going to kneel on the sidelines and you're going to say, oh, people can do that, then the vice president of the United States or any American, which many Americans have done, have voted with their feet. Say, hey, I'm moving out, stepping out.
Yeah, when I was in San Diego was when the blue dress incident took place.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the very liberal step relatives opens her mouth in the following words, well, we should understand that he's under so much stress. Those were her exact words. And after I picked up my jaw, I was like, seriously? Because he had just done the famous, now you listen to me speech in front of the camera.
Yeah, right. Lies. Okay, now Jerry Jones, who is a Dallas Cowboys owner, says, hey, if you don't stand up, you don't play. I like that.
Right.
You know, he just says, if you don't stand up, you don't play. It's simple.
And
then,
also,
you know, and also what he could do is this. He says, and then I'll trade you to the Browns.
Well, and also along with that, in the headline today's Dolphins owner Steve Ross now wants players to stand for anthem, and Coach Adam Gase is going to make it a rule. I'm so glad.
I think by next year you'll see that's as part of the contracts that everybody will. And if you don't want to, fine, you're not going to play and we're not going to pay you.
The owners are not stupid. They're looking at the stands. They're looking at the ratings going, the public is not happy about it.
I haven't watched football. You know what? I watched a few minutes of football yesterday. I have to admit, Aaron Rodgers, who does, by the way, stand for the anthem. Aaron Rodgers came back. They had a minute left in the game.
Oh, that was fabulous.
And, you know, and here's the other thing. It was the Dallas Cowboys who stand up for the – I think both the Packers and the Cowboys stand up for this, for the national anthem. But here's the – you know, of course – and then the Cowboys take it down with a minute and 13 seconds left and score. But they left a minute and 11 seconds on the scoreboard, and Aaron Rodgers got it. Well, 75 yards later – Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown pass. Hmm. Game's over. I mean, game's over. So it was one of those things that you've got two football teams that are standing for the anthem, you know, as I think they all should. You know what? If you want to protest, fine. Protest before the game. Protest after the game. I would use this as an example. My name, you know, I've got a stockbroker by name Colin Kaepernick. He's a graduate of USC or wherever he's from, UCLA, and he's got really strong business credentials. And in his first year, he sold everything. He did a great job. His second year, he did really fine. His third year, he didn't produce. Fourth year, he comes in, you know, he hasn't been doing his homework and all this. And then when business starts, right before, you know, everybody's there, the customers are there, everybody's standing there, he takes a knee in the middle of our stock brokerage. He takes a knee. And so everybody just is kind of like, wow. You know, because we play the anthem before as we start. So he just takes a knee in there. Somebody go and talk to him. What's going on? Hey, I'm protesting what's going on with the injustice in America. Really? Okay, you can't do that. And, well, I'm sorry, but I am protesting the injustice of what's happening in America. Next day, national anthem's played. He takes a knee. He's escorted out by security with all of his stuff. He's perp walked out to his car, and he's given his notice. This is what happens in business.
Well, back in your era, do you think that would happen today?
I think it would happen today. You know,
okay.
it's happening.
Right.
I mean, it is happening. If you don't want to, stand for the pledge, then you don't need to work here. I mean, we don't have that problem here with our people. It's just something that's true. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to have Josh Manigas is going to be here. Now, who's Josh? Josh is
one
of the owners.
Well, we're going to find out. Excited about this.
Well, I tell you what, here's a guy who has been under the
places.
Here's a guy who's been under the radar, but been totally successful. And we're going to talk about how it happened and how does he and his partner just continue to grow like this. He'll be in here in a few minutes. But this portion of the show brought to you by, you know, speaking of another successful business, Cornerstone Community Bank, started in Red Bluff, but has moved here and is and has local has locals running it, managing it, and they've opened up their third. They've opened up their third branch right here at 1845 California Street, right down the street here, right down from Jack's, just south of Jack's. And it's got new hours. It's, the lobby hours are from 9 to 5, and on Fridays, 9 to 6 p.m. Drive-through hours go to 5:30 and 6 p.m. On Friday, 8 to 6 p.m. on the drive-through hours. You know, it's a new bank with a high level of service that they offer. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Good morning, everybody. 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And, gosh, it's going to go up to 82 today. It's going to be windy. Sorry.
And no, it's all right. It's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Give you that weather update. Our highs will be 82. There is a red flag wind warning till 5 o'clock. Tonight, and remember it's Columbus Day, sunny and breezy again, mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 48, sunny tomorrow with our highs of 79, and tomorrow night, Tuesday, it's just so weird. The days are flying by. We're already at the middle of October.
I'm almost Halloween almost.
I know, and we don't really have the time change until beginning of November. Wednesday will be sunny again with our highs of around 73. Can you believe that? Sweater time. Thursday calls for a high of 73, Friday 72, Saturday 77, and Sunday 82. So we're going in and out. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, you're going through your time right now where it's going to start getting colder, as you can tell. It's going to be, one day it's going to be like 40 degrees out there and do your heaters work. Well, it's Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. With over a quarter of a century in with experience, they can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. These are the people that we call anytime, Martin. And any of his people would come out and check our heaters or air conditioning, heating units, air conditioners. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, we're sitting here with one of the best-kept secrets in Reading, Josh Mangias, who just happens to own the place that has the best chicken wings.
And burgers.
And pizzas. Well, I don't know about pizzas. Okay, I can't say this about pizzas because I haven't. You know what?
Of all the things
I've eaten there.
I don't think you've gotten past the chicken wings.
I've gotten to the burgers.
Oh, okay.
I love the burgers, too.
Chicken wings once a week.
Of Maxwell's Downtown Eatery.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
I'm so glad to have you here.
I know this is a little early for you.
Tell us, Josh, a little bit. You know, share with our listeners here because we have people on the way to school, on the way to work. So many people know about your place, but maybe, you know, where, how did it start? Tell us a little bit about who you are, your history, where you grew up, and what made you decide to open a restaurant.
All right. Well, my name is Josh Mangias. I've been in Reading for quite a while. Went to Grant School growing up, graduated Shasta High School.
Wow.
And, found my way back up to Reading. We started Maxwell's Eatery as kind of a family restaurant about almost 8 years ago now, I think. Running on our seventh year, I believe.
Right down the three doors down from the station here.
Yeah, right here, on the Market Street. So we started that as kind of a family thing. Me, my partner, Cameron Terratera, he's also Shasta High School graduate, class of 02. What's going on? And then, it just kind of evolved. We had a good opportunity over there in Discovery Village. It used to be old Luigi's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of took that over and made that into kind of a smaller Maxwell's Mini Max. Still kind of got that community feel in there, real comfortable to be in, got some good beers on tap. And then just recently, we took over the Post Office Saloon, one of the oldest bars in Reading. And we took on another partner, Heather Thompson, also a local Shasta High School graduate. So,
Is this a Shasta High School thing that it's something in bars or something?
maybe.
Okay.
I just want to know, when has it opened? You the post office? Is this transition happening?
Yeah. So the transition was pretty smooth. Just one day, it was open. And it was ours.
Okay.
Yeah. We did just close yesterday. We will be shut down for the next, hopefully, 3 weeks. We just want to kind of give the place a little facelift. We want to embrace the culture and the history of the business. Like I said, it's one of the oldest bars in Reading. They have a lot of good people that go in there. Some regulars have been coming in for years, Tom, the old bartender that was there for, I think he was there for over 40 years. I don't know if you guys know him or not, but, he's going to be coming in and checking out the changes. But, like I said, we want to embrace the culture, embrace the history, but, just give it a little facelift and kind of renew some things in there.
Doing some. Now, Josh, what you just said very quickly and just kind of glossed over was you started a restaurant 8 years ago. See, what happened like 8 years ago? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was the huge recession.
Yes.
So you started about the same time we started the radio station, in fact.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it was right then, about then. Even though we're two doors apart, sometimes we don't see each other. And then, this was a success. Now, what is Maxwell's? When you go into Maxwell's, what do you expect to see?
Well, so, from the very beginning, we do take pride in the food that we cook. We put a little heart into it over there, but we know that you can go a lot of places and get a hamburger or a pizza or wings and drink a beer, you know, but you know what, why would you want to go to Maxwell's instead of those places? So, you know, we just kind of take pride in our service. You know, over the time, we've built a lot of relationships with our customers. You know, it's a lot of days it doesn't really feel like you're going to work, because, you know, I can go in there any time of day and I can, you know, name 10 people in there and tell you what kind of beer they're drinking. You know, it's just kind of a, you know, it's really turned into kind of a local watering hole for us. You know, just like I said, the amount of friends that I could say I have just from opening that place is
it's like a real cheers atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, for you to come in this morning, you're like, oh, I haven't seen this early in the okay. But, you know, just full of pride and joy, pride in a good way, pride for, you know, the beautiful baby, and then, you know, having more, spreading the family love. And then the joyfulness of what it is to just be a people person.
Yes.
And for you to say to Carl, I don't think you got past the wings. I think you're right.
No, I've gotten to the hamburgers, too. And I tell you what, here's my latest one, since I'm into this new physical fitness thing I'm doing, is the veggie bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Veggie bowl with chicken in it.
Yeah, that's really good.
This is, you know, it's just, it's great. But the wings... I started with the wings, and they are absolutely the best wings I've ever had. And I have eaten wings all over. I mean, literally.
Yes, you have.
The world, okay? So for you to serve the wings here is outstanding.
Thank you.
So I don't know how you do it. And you have this one called the hot one. The one there.
The volcano wing.
The volcano wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't personally mess with it. It started off not... very spicy, but we kind of
remember
that.
Yeah, I took a bite of your first one.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom was.
Yeah.
Was your mom? Did she have something to do with this?
Yeah.
Too?
So, like I said, we started off as a family restaurant.
Yeah.
So you know, it was my mom, me, my brother,
and your mom used to own
Tapas downtown.
Tapas downtown, yep. Right? And okay.
Yeah. So she's up on the coast now. She's got a couple restaurants over there.
Super.
But yeah, started out as a family thing, and then eventually. You know, she moved over the coast, so that's when Cameron and I kind of took over.
Now, the first time, because she said, here, try these. And she brought out your hot wings, the hot ones.
Yeah.
And I said, I mean, they're tasty as usual, but they're not hot. And that's the last time I ever said that. I've only had one bite since then.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty and Vince Stevenson had a bite. Of your volcano wings.
Does it say, like, this is a three-beano warning?
They don't talk about it anymore. Yeah.
Well, you know, we kind of learned, you put something on the menu that says volcano, it better be hot, because, you know, we would get all these, you know, kind of tough guys in there with a volcano, order volcano wings, and then kind of, you know.
Laugh.
Oh, yeah, these aren't hot. So, you know, you tell your kitchen guys that, and they kind of take it personal.
It's a challenge.
Oh, yeah. So we make it from scratch. You know, it takes about 6 hours to make it. I remember one time it's a labor of love. But I remember one time these guys were cooking it. They got busy, and you know, we kind of boil it down, and they forgot about it. So it started burning, and we ended up having to clear out the kitchen and half the restaurant because it was like somebody sprayed some mace in there.
Yeah, because of the peppers.
Yeah,
Well, they've used pepper. That's the kind of things they use in some of these pepper sprays. Quote, pepper sprays. Yeah. It gets everybody going like that. Okay.
Oleo resin capsaicin.
I want to take a quick break, and then I'm going to keep you for another few minutes here.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about then how you started expanding out.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, it was one thing to have Maxwell's where you've got a clientele, you have music.
Occasionally
have music.
Yes.
You have, of course, you know, how many beers on tap?
18.
18, plus you have special beers. And again, it goes back to the atmosphere. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business that can fix chips or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. These chips could be, you know, of course, itty-bitty chips, but if they don't watch them and they get water in them and it gets cold and it freezes, it'll split your windshield. He's been doing this for over 25 years. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster. He ensures the proper fixing and the proper repair of these cracks or chips. Give him a call, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a That's not a call. That's his address, 3208. Or give him a call at 241-8373. He fixed a 12.5-inch crack on my windshield, what, 9 years ago now? 8, 9 years ago? And you still can't see it. That's how good he is. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right?
Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus a 1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento 4-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this. I grew up with this tune. What can I say? Yes. Three Dog Night. Welcome back to the show, KCNR 1460 on this fabulous Monday. My gosh, it's the 9th. Tomorrow will be in double digits.
Yep.
As far as like, you know, the dates. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, I was just there the other day. Lots of estate jewelry in, and of course, they also specialize in Indian and antiques. And if you need to ever have any jewelry or watch repair, head over to Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
There you go. Hey, we're here with our friends down from Maxwell's, Josh Mangias, and started out as a family restaurant, and then kind of morphed into something he and his partner have. And Maxwell's Downtown Eatery, which is very very successful down there. Then they started expanding to Mini Maxwell's, which is over in the which shopping center? It's not, or the
Discovery Village.
The Discovery Village, yeah. Right there. And it goes in there with their pizzas. And then have just bought the post office, which has been around for a very long time as a hang for a lot of people. And they just closed it down to remodel and will be opened up in 3 weeks. So how do you – what is your secret on this? Where so many restaurants closed down, Josh. Y'all have not only managed to thrive but then expand.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what the secret would be. We always just try to treat people right, you know, and we just figure that that'll kind of come back around to us. Sounds kind of weird, but I worked at a Starbucks for 5 years, and it was it's a little bit different than it was, a little different now than it was then. But, you know, their core training was on customer service, and, you know, it, like I said, it's a little different now, but, you know, I truly believe that to be successful, that especially in a town like this, like I said, where there's so much competition, and mm-hmm. Just to treat people correctly and just be, you know, like real people.
There's something else you have too, if I can say this, because I've been going down there. I go probably down there a couple times a week. You know, for business, I like bringing people down there for business because you can sit back and, you know, you can have, you know, you can eat and you don't feel like you're having people listening to you everywhere. Mm-hmm. Is the consistency of your food.
Oh, okay.
It's always tastes the same.
I hope
so. Which is, I mean, I know you can't have the same guy out there cooking all the time.
Right.
But every time you order something, it is always the same high consistency. And I don't know how you do that.
It doesn't happen overnight. You know, we are, you know, like I said, we like to treat our customers correctly. We also try to treat our employees correctly, too. You know, we have a lot of good people that have been with us for a long time, so... to have that consistency is, you know, kind of shows the strong guys we have in the back that you don't always see. You know, it's not a glamorous job. I've had that job when I was a kid, you know, so for them to do what they do every day, it says a lot about them.
Well, it must mean is that they also take pride in what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Which means is if they take pride in what they're doing, that you're giving them enough credit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They,
I mean,
that.
They definitely, you know, they feel a little ownership of what they put out there. So,
do you have a criteria of what you look for? You just know when you're looking for somebody to be a server, like mm-hmm. say for instance, because that's your face. Your servers are your face. We always talk about that. It's extended family, and mm-hmm. I always talk about somebody who represents as well. Do you have a criteria?
I mean, I don't think I could put it into words. You know, we do our best. We're real fortunate. Again, you know, I've had people, some good people there that have been there for 6 years, 3 years. I don't really have, I have hardly any turnover out front. But, you know, it's just kind of, I'm not really necessarily looking at a resume. I'm looking at the person, you know, because, like I said, you know, we build relationships with our customers, so. You know, it's not just me. It has to be from the top to the bottom. So, you know, to have somebody just kind of, you know, my old boss used to tell me, I need a salesperson. I don't need an order taker. You know, so I kind of look for the people with personality and, you know, they kind of, you know, it's not necessarily a hard job. You know, I can teach people what they need to do, but I can't teach people to be people per.
To relate to people, because
yeah.
you're right, because I'm not just taking your order, I'm selling you.
Exactly.
I'm selling you on our place, I'm selling you on me, mm-hmm. I'm selling you on why it's good to come here and why it's good to come back.
Yeah.
The comment from one of the people was that the wing bit back. When he bit into the wing on your volcano wings,
oh, yeah.
It bit back.
Oh, yeah.
So I loved it because I was just watching both of them just like crying.
Do they
and
have
they said, well,
like,
you have one. I go, no.
Are there like little signs of devil like next to it that are like...
No, but we do get... You know,
warning.
We do tell, you know, if they order it, just ask them if they've had it before. And if they haven't, give them a little warning. But, you know, you would think that the warning would kind of make you hesitate, but it makes people want to do it more.
It spurs them on,
yes.
Like, yeah, bring it on. Let me show you how
exactly.
tough I am.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And then they go back and they try to pretend like they're tough while they got their mouth running under the water, the faucet in the back room, right?
There's some, you know,
good. Yeah.
I've had a gentleman offer to punch me in the face. I've seen people rub their eyes.
Oh, no.
Good.
No.
You'll just also, find a way to spread this all over your body.
Yeah.
Also a tip, if you use the restroom, wash your hands before.
Wash your hands before.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay. So, we've got three places here. So, the empire. I should say the
empire. I don't know if I
empire.
Call it that yet.
Well, is this, you're thinking about, you know, the Mini-Max or something like that, having a few more of those? Or?
You know what? We just kind of take our opportunities as they come. You know, it's just the restaurant business is, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know is a lot of work.
Yeah. Your percentages are tight.
Yes.
In a restaurant too.
Yes.
People don't seem to realize that.
Yeah.
You know, so when you hit somebody with a $15 an hour wage,
mm-hmm.
you know if you're only making 3%, that can just or 3 or 4%. That
yeah. Yeah, those pizza prices might start getting a little higher.
That's it. And then people, they're wondering why so many restaurants have left San Francisco.
Yeah, right.
And that could be one of the reasons like that. But, yeah, that's going to have an impact, too. Mm-hmm. But everybody needs to understand is, you know, you're not raising the prices, so you could buy a Lamborghini, which you don't have.
No.
I've seen your car.
you get out of high school, and, you've lived in Reading. What made you decide, hey, we're going to open up like a burger joint?
Well, actually, I had moved down to Los Angeles. That's where my family's from. So I was down there, hanging out with my family, going to school, you know, working at Starbucks, a couple other jobs. And during that time is when my mom opened Tapas up. Tapas downtown. I'm not sure if you had ever been there.
Yes.
It's a...
Plenty of times.
Yeah, right there on Oregon Street. Used to be right there on Oregon Street.
I think Woody's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think there's been a place there before, too. I mean, in between them, too. But anyway, Woody's is there.
Yep. And then, she had the aspiration to open up Maxwell's. And she kind of brought me on board then. And, you know, I kind of bought into it. And, you know, I saw the potential and, you know, packed my bags and moved back home up to Reading. And, you know, here we are today.
Tapas was cool. Okay, so you're seeing a resurgence. Are you feeling that there's a resurgence? What's your feeling of what is happening with downtown?
Resurgence is a good word for it. I mean, there's definitely a lot of energy surrounding downtown right now, which really excites us. You know, I think that, kind of good timing with the post office for us. But, you know, I'm just happy to see Reading in general have that energy and kind of that, you know,
Coming back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Coming back, you know.
Yeah.
And we like, you know what, you and your Maxwell's and, you know, Casey and our 14-6, we're at kind of like the ground zero.
Oh, yeah.
Of this resurgence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this, I'd like to think of the retake or the renaissance of Reading down here with K2 coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of really hoping the Americana would go through. But
yeah.
Something's going to happen there. But, you know, it is going to be down here.
Yeah.
And you have faith in that, obviously, because you just opened another place downtown.
Yeah, yep, exactly. You know, we really believe in downtown Reading, and it's a lot of potential, like you said. So
it's going to be great.
Yeah. Didn't your mom move to the coast and has a restaurant there?
Yeah, she has a couple restaurants over there now. She's got one. Yeah, she's got one. It strongly resembles Maxwell's. They got Burger Tuesdays and stuff. And then she has a soup place as well.
I got a great...
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, a soup and salad place.
No, I mean, I like Christine. So now I'm getting
soup and salad place.
I get the stock that you came
here's
from.
Here's the other
so,
one. We have Burger Tuesdays.
Yes.
We're going to have Wing Wednesdays?
No, I don't know if we can do that yet.
I mean, think about it. You know, Wing Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Maybe just at lunch. Just at lunch.
Well, we got the Burger Tuesdays, and we have Pizza Thursdays at Mini Max. Wing Wednesday would be nice. I don't know if we can swing that yet.
Okay. I just thought I'd bring it up. Cause,
I got to have one slow day to
recoup. Because Tuesday nights are packed.
I know. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Burger
and all,
night,
and all
yeah.
Places. Okay. All right. Hey, we've been here with Josh Mangias, who he and his partner, Cameron, own Maxwell's Downtown Eatery. If you have not been there, please go there. This is the first time we've managed to get Josh up and on. They've opened up Mini Max over at the village over there, and then in the post office, they just took that over. He's got a strong feeling and belief that downtown Reading is coming back, and he's just one of the leaders down here, one of the ones that's going to help this resurgence. Josh, thanks a lot for being on today.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. And by the way, if you want the best wings ever, you head on down to Maxwell's. All right. When we come back, we're going to have the Shasta College is joining us, but also KIXE, because they're going to have Vietnam veterans. You know, it's part of that, you know, the history of Vietnam. And they're also doing a production of Talking with Vietnam Veterans, along with Shasta College, and having a forum, too. So we're going to talk about that and a few other things when we get back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. So what's it like to sit through a Category 1 hurricane? Homeowner Judy Adams found out yesterday as she decided to sit out Hurricane Nate inside her home in coastal Mississippi.
A piece of that ceiling all of a sudden fell down in the living room, and, you know, water started coming in. And so we were fortunately all in the bedroom, so none of us were hit by falling debris.
Adams says she has no desire to move, but will never sit through a tropical weather event again. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is calling for reason over emotion when it comes to new gun regulations following the Las Vegas mass shooting. He spoke to NBC's Meet the Press about calls for banning the little-known device used by the gunman to fire more shots.
A week ago, most people didn't know what a bump stock was. So to think that we're now all experts and know how to write some, panacea law.
Scalise, something of an expert about gun violence, since he came under attack by a gunman who was angry at Republicans. Controversy surrounding Columbus Day parades and other events around the country today. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Protesters at yesterday's wreath-laying in Columbus Circle say they'll be at today's parade in New York City. Also, the movement to abolish Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day is picking up steam. L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, and Austin have stopped honoring the Italian explorer and instead recognize victims of colonialism.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting. The Nobel Economics Prize has been awarded to Richard Thaler of the University of Chicago. That's for his contribution to behavioral economics. The $1.1 million prize awarded to the academic for what the Swedish Academy of Sciences called his understanding the psychology of economics. On Wall Street right now, it's a mixed bag. The Dow is up 6 points, the NASDAQ up by about two. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales?
Using new moisturizer?
Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips, too?
Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
It isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small. I want to be more.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
General Motors is buying a small company that is developing laser light sensors for autonomous cars. It's a move the automaker says will speed deployment of self-driving technology. GM says it bought Strobe, Inc. of Pasadena for a small but undisclosed sum. Strobe is going to work with GM's Cruise Automation team in San Francisco, working to develop the next generation of laser sensors. Walmart making some new moves aimed at speeding up the return process for those who do their shopping online.
The first change will come in November when customers will be able to begin the return process on Walmart's app. After that, they can bring the item to a store, scan a barcode with their smartphone, and drop it off with an employee at an express lane at the customer service desk. The new process will take about 35 seconds or less.
And Jeremy House reports in December, customers will be able to keep items ordered online the retailer would discard if returned. More on these stories from townhall.com. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis.
I experience that when it comes to its nuclear program,
North Korea generally does what it says it is going to do.
And speaking to reporters during a visit to Rome, Yukaya Amano says all indications suggest North Korea is pressing ahead with its nuclear program. General Electric says CFO Jeffrey Bornstein will be leaving the company at the end of the month. It is the latest executive shuffle at the industrial giant in less than a week. The company says Jamie Miller, CEO of the GE Transportation Unit, will be taking over the CFO job starting on November 1st. She joined GE back in 2008. Bornstein has been at GE for 28 years and said he and CEO John Flannery concluded it's the right time to bring in a fresh perspective. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like there, sweetheart?
Well, good morning, everybody, and I'm going to have, we have a red flag warning. Bob, let's swing that microphone over in front of you and look that up as I start off with the weather here. 64 degrees. It looks like our high today will be 82, mostly clear tomorrow and tonight with our lows about 48. Now, we know that we've got fires that are happening in Napa that are breaking out, terrible wildfires, but we do have a red flag warning right now. Bob, give us a little update.
Red flag warnings are issued by the National Weather Service when certain conditions are met, and they are being met with these breezy conditions, very dry fuels. And temperatures in the 80s now, even though the temperatures are down quite a bit from just a couple of weeks ago, we are in a very dire fire situation, if you will, as witnessed by these fires off to the south of us. So recommending that people take extra care. Try not to use mowers and trimmers and any power equipment. Avoid shooting in the very dry areas. Just take basic precautions so we can get into the fall season, get some water on the ground without a major fire ruining some people's lives.
Right, and the headlines are just saying that the Napa fires, that homes are burning, and that San Francisco is actually in a fog right now, the smoke fog, so that's how bad it is, and just take heed. Tomorrow calls for sunny with our temperatures around 79, lows of 49 as we approach Wednesday, high of 73 with our lows of 48. Now, Wednesday we'll have about 10 miles per hour winds in the afternoon. Thursday calls for highs of 73 with around 47 on that night. Friday mostly sunny with our highs of 72 and Friday night partly cloudy with our lows of 47. Saturday 77, Sunday 82. That's just a brief forecast of the National Weather Service. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to the phones.
Wow.
Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Bob. How y'all doing?
Super. How are you?
Doing well.
How was Harvest Fest? Or how was Liberty Fest?
It was incredible. We had a great time. We had nine bands. We literally were in the thousands when it came to people. The gentleman who was doing the barbecue ran out of food before 3 o'clock, ran completely out, and thought he was going to have to take stuff home. And I know that Good Times Pizza had to run back to Palo Cedro to get another whole load of pizzas, and they sold out. It was very, very good. The music was good. The message was good. Just great to see all those families having fun, the kids out there having a good time. But the flow through the conversation in the park was about liberty, and the flow through conversation in the park was about, really, folks, we have to get a hold of our community. Anderson has done a great job, the mayor there, what a great guy he is. And Melissa Hunt, just some great people there that are really turning their city around. There's no way we could have done this at Caldwell Park. We had one small incident, and that was a lady who was a little disoriented. That was it out of the whole day. Wow. That was it. No bums, no situation with the druggies there, nothing. It's night and day, and it's a travesty to see our town looking the way it is compared to what Anderson is. But the event was wonderful.
Okay, so what's happening tonight?
We're going to be discussing how we can duplicate this through Jefferson. We'll be talking about it. We will be talking about the court case. The Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30. That'll be with people who want to learn more about Jefferson. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll be talking about the event, what we can do to spruce up what we need to spruce up, even though it went great, and how we can duplicate that and the court case tonight.
Okay. And that's going to be where?
It will be at 3270 Bocelli Lane, and that will be at the Eagle's Nest Church at 6 p.m.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet. Have a great day, you guys.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Gosh, we're here with a full house today, and Peter Griggs. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Linda.
Shasta College. You head up all the. It seems like everything that goes on.
That's everything.
Of course, you're the media guy over there.
Right. So marketing director.
Marketing director.
Just connect us with everything that's going on, and you know we have a full morning, and things change. We had something scheduled, but we still are staying within the schedule. And love that you're stepping in just to kind of like start off.
Well,
where are we going? What are we doing this morning? What are we bringing attention to?
You bet. And I'd like to thank both of you. You know, it's been about 9 months of doing this. It's been a fantastic ride with you both, being able to share all of the stories that are happening out at the college. Carl had contacted us a few months ago, about 9 months, almost a year,
Gosh.
Saying, hey, we've got some great stories. Bring them on out here and share them with our audience. So thank you.
Well, you know, again, you know, you play a large part in our community. People don't realize, if they don't realize all the advantages right here at Shasta College, and then they're missing out on a lot of things. They, you know, people don't realize they can get a very solid foundation right here if they're going to move on. Or what about all those jobs that need to be filled? Your construction guys, your diesel mechanics, your heavy equipment guys, all make really good money.
Yeah,
and
all of our dental
we need
hygienists,
them.
Nurses,
dental hygienists. I mean, these people make really good money, and they are the backbone of our economy. These blue collar guys and girls, the backbone of this economy, the small businesses here. You know that, and if people don't realize everything that can happen, all the great things that can happen out of Shasta College, then this is what we're trying to do.
We have it right here.
Plus, I do appreciate
plus
that.
You do so many other things in the drama and this, and then what we're going to be talking about today.
Exactly. So I'm stepping in for our executive director for the Shasta College Foundation. And the foundation is really there to help, you know, encourage higher education in the North State, but also to empower and enrich the students' experiences who are at Shasta College. So they do that through a number of variety of different ways. For instance, they oftentimes help with a number of scholarships that are out there. One of them is a book grant scholarship. We all know going to college, books are a huge expense. So one of the things that the foundation was able to help with was going through and having this book scholarship so that if students need some books, then they're able to go in on a first-come, first-served basis and apply for this and help out with some of the costs of their books. Some of the other things that the foundation does do is that through what we call Pay It Forward, which is an employee payroll deduction program. So the employees, the teachers, the staff actually contribute to this fund.
Wow.
Exactly. Right? And you hear about teachers doing this quite often, right? I mean, it is a passion for them. And our teachers, our staff are really exceptionally passionate people about helping our students. So they take this fund and they will help with field trips. For instance, they will go out to the Coral Sea. The Coral Sea is a huge trawler that Humboldt State University allows us to buy time on. Foundation helps with that so that our students are able to go out on the ocean for some of our classes and have that experience in, you know, searching for that marine life and learning about that opportunity. Some of the other, you know, quick things that the foundation is able to do is that they bring out people like Janet Napolitano for our speaker series. They have Juan Felipe Herrera, who is the poet laureate for the U.S., and they've brought out Chef Jeff Henderson. So all of these people come out, open up a world to our students that otherwise they may not have the opportunity to get to see. They also contribute to things such as Math Camp or the Kennedy Center Honors. I know you've heard of those.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
From a student's perspective, the foundation actually contributed to sending back some very, very talented students and a teacher back to Denver, Colorado, so that they could participate in this Kennedy Center Honors at a student community college level and get that experience. Now, that's a national, you know, type of experience that you would think, wow, we're getting that in Reading. Yes, we are, and the foundation is integral to being able to provide that.
Now, with the foundation, do you do fundraisers, or who's on the foundation? Tell us about the foundation.
Great question. So Scott Thompson, again, as I mentioned previously, he is the executive director for the foundation. Then he does have a board of directors who does sit with him, oversees the foundation, and helps to, you know, guide their mission and guide what it is that they do contribute to. Again, their mission is in order to enhance and inspire the value of education in the North State for our students. And that is really what they measure every single project that they take on against. So all these things that I've talked to you about, they're constantly looking for creative ways to help our students get the most out of their education.
Well, and as people know, that the Shasta County has a great reputation for graduating high school students. And then for going on, though, to higher, you know, to getting college degrees, it drops off in many ways. But I think part of that is because a lot of these people take the, you know, take the route for, you know, take the service route and take the, you know, we'll take technical routes vice going on to four-year colleges around here. But we need to take a quick break here. We're with Peter Griggs, and we're here. We're going to be talking more than about, you know, we're talking about the foundation, because there's a lot of stuff coming up here in conjunction with KIXE and Ken Burns and the history of Vietnam, or the Vietnam War series that he has. And we're going to talk about that along with some of the members of a group that is the Veterans K-9 Connections. We've talked to them before, but this also has more to do with that. So this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers 2620 Larkspur Lane. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, it's customized for your home, for your family, then you need to see Home Helpers and talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. She knows what she's talking about. Business of the year, businesswoman, business person of the year. And there's a reason for that. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers are the way to go if you need in-home health care, either short-term or long-term. Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mendebach. Monday, 9 October, 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 64 degrees going up to 82 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. They've been in place since 1968. Some of the things that North State Security does, just happens to do, is guard your power plants from Reading Electric Utility. They take care of local high schools, public events, including Cool April Nights, Colt 45 games. That's all of these. Plus, they have over 100 officers on the road or doing these, doing the security checks that keep your businesses and homes safe. They've been doing this, like I said, since 1968, an ounce of prevention. So if you're looking for somebody to come to look at your offices, look after your offices or your homes, to drive by, to check them, it's North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295. And by the way, they're looking for some professionals to come join their crew out there. And many of their people that have been at North State Security have taken that next step up and are working for Reading Police or the Sheriff's Department. All this started at North State Security. Okay. We're here with Shasta College, and we're talking to Peter Griggs, who is here with us. But we're also brought with us, also here, of course, is Bruce Rickey from the K-9 Connections, Veterans K-9 Connections, and Rob Keenan from KIXE. Now, when you look at this and you think to yourself, now, how could we get all these guys together and why? It's because of something called Shasta Stories. Also, it has to do with something that KIXE is doing in the Ken Burns series on Vietnam.
Yeah, actually, the Ken Burns, about 10 years ago, decided that he was going to do a comprehensive... by the way, I'm Rob Keenan.
Good morning, Rob. Welcome to the show.
That's a strange voice into the mix here, but yes. I'm the director of programming at KIXE. And I make the programming decisions, and I like to joke that I do take compliments as well.
You've been now with KIXE how long?
My 27th year anniversary, and this is my fourth position at the station, so I've been quite a long.
Congratulations. Carl and I were just there the other day. We did the forum. We were interviewed on the show there with Ashley Tate and
Christy Larger.
Thank you. And you were there, and I just, you know, compliments to the seat at KIXE. There's an energy where you're moving forward. You're moving forward and upward, and you can see great things happening at KIXE. So I just wanted to let you know that I always notice the details, and you know you need to know that.
We're really
good things in front of your back and behind your back are said.
Oh, well,
in the front of your back,
in the front of your back, and behind your back,
behind my front, yeah. no, actually, we are actually been striving to be more locally relevant, either through our programming or through our just partnerships and the events we've been doing. So it's been really, so the last 5 or 6 years, we've been really pushing that direction.
Can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, compliments to you. Go back to the Ken Burns.
Ken Burns. About 10 years ago, Ken Burns, who's famous for baseball and the Civil War and some of the other really, he does these really long, comprehensive documentaries. You haven't seen them. He decided about 10 years ago he was going to tackle the Vietnam War. And as he went through it, he discovered that he was probably going to bring up more questions than have answers for things. So his goal ultimately was to, after people view that, to open a conversation of about the Vietnam War, because it was a very polarizing event in our history and had people on both sides. And by the end, nobody wanted to be there. But so he tackled this big, huge compromise, 18 hours, you know, 10 parts. And we actually did the initial run starting September 17th. But a repeat run is actually in the process now. We actually are airing episodes, I believe, 2 and 3 tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. And every Tuesday through into November and December, we're going to be airing the repeats of the series.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
But there's more to it than that. So that is that. But that kind of got you together with the Shasta Stories, with the college.
Yeah, there's been lots of opportunities arisen, but we actually started conversations with Shasta College Foundation and with Peter here, and we sort of have been having meetings about what we can do and what kind of event we can do, and we also PBS has been pushing for these stories of service and tying in with some stuff that the McConnell Foundation had done. With sort of telling the story of the Mien people and their involvement in the war. So it sort of connected all the dots. It was sort of like the history, the time in history was just perfect for all this coming together. And so we've been working toward an event that Shasta College is doing on, I'll get the date right, November 2nd?
7th.
7th, I keep doing that. The 7th at noon, I got the time right. It's actually an afternoon event, but it's going to be this... a panel discussion featuring veterans and Mien people and some other people who are involved in Vietnam. And so we produced 10 Vietnam Shasta stories, which are veterans and people, Mien people who actually fought in the secret war and actually fought with the South Vietnamese army that were on our side during the war. So this all sort of came together, and we've got some funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We got some funding from the Shasta College Foundation and from McConnell, and we produced these really nice little vignettes that are airing on KIXE, as well as they are available online as well.
Okay. Now, Ken Burns usually does really good work, and I say usually.
Except for that one document.
That one document. No. He does great work because he gets so impassioned with it. The Vietnam War was such a pivotal point in the history of the United States. I mean, we talk about the Civil War as being a very pivotal point, but the Vietnam War led to an explosion in moral values, trust of the government, service in the military, belief in our government and what we were doing. I mean, it was just the media ran, you know, in many cases ran the war in the sense that they were there and you only saw what they wanted you to see. When it came back, pronouncements were made that were just 180 degrees wrong from commentators on battles that, our men have, lost. We've lost this war when indeed it was not true on the ground. That's why, when you talk about it, it's good to have, the thoughts of people that were on the ground there. That were in some, that were there and can talk about, we read about how bad it was and we were at Khe Sanh. But Khe Sanh was a victory for the Marine Corps and the, in that battle there. They held it, they killed, thousands of the enemy, and they never were forced to leave. Now, they did leave. So, and then you can go back into what was the purpose for holding it for so long. But, see, it's those questions like that that perhaps are answered by parts of this is answered by the documentary, but then will be answered by the people that are talking. So I thoroughly urge people to not only just look at the documentary, that especially younger people that have no idea, concept of what Vietnam was. What was Vietnam? Big, you know, and they don't, I don't even know if they even teach it in school today.
Well, and you bring, sorry, this is Peter Griggs again talking.
Yeah.
So you bring up a great point, and that is what we wanted to really, one of the other things to accomplish with Shasta Stories, which are local members of our community of Shasta County, to be able to come in and recount their experiences and their perceptions of what happened. Because, as you just mentioned, so many of our young people coming up, right, they're looking out at Vietnam, and to them, Vietnam was what, for us, Carl, was World War II. And, you know, we were looking at this as a historical event, not as something that someone had gone through.
Yeah.
So if we can share that in a personal setting through Shasta Stories, which is a group discussion, you know, of the Vietnam War as it was perceived and experienced by our local veterans, I think that will bring something for our students that will be invaluable, that will be a living piece of history.
Sure. Okay, I'm here with Peter Griggs, who is the marketing guy over there at Shasta College, but he also has a love for this place, as you can tell. He brings in just the greatest guest every month when he comes on over. Rob Keenan from KIXE, who is the program director there, that gets slapped in the face. Sometimes he doesn't deserve it. And we're going to be talking.
Sometimes I do. No.
Well, you notice what I leave out.
Right.
I say sometimes.
I was helping. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And also Bruce Rickey. We're going to get Bruce on after this. We're going to talk about Veterans Canine Connections and how that falls into this. And how that we're going on November the 7th at noon at Shasta College, there's going to be a discussion on the Vietnam War. And they're also going to be playing the vignettes that KIXE has been recording. Is this correct?
Yes, we brought. I brought.
Yeah, we brought some things
some
here.
Series of some of the Shasta stories that we're probably going to work better on radio. So
right, okay. Yeah. It's 8:31 in the morning right here on Monday, the 9th of October. I can't believe it's October.
I know it's the 9th. Tomorrow will be the 10th.
And the next day?
I know. We get into double digits.
I know.
You only
here we
get
go.
One October 10th in 2017.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Already coming.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST. You know, this is not only locally owned,
win.
It's employer owned, and it's been in business. It's their 50th year in business. Did you realize that if you have one of their cards, you can go to 57,000 gas stations?
That's fantastic.
And you know what? We're numbering them one at a time as we're going through. We're going to travel everywhere for this. But also they do, of course, all the heating oil, and now it's the time to have your monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters checked. So call today to schedule an appointment at 241-1167. They have maintenance specials. They have veteran specials, by the way, at SST Oil. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." So
Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
North State Security is looking for a few good men and women to join their team. Good salary and benefits. You can play a major part in protecting our community and infrastructure. Members of our team have even been hired by law enforcement agencies here in the Northern California region. Become a sworn officer in North State Security. Call 243-0295 or click on NorthStateSecurityInc.com for more information. North State Security, an ounce of protection since 1968.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Congress passed a bill making us the official first combat unit in Vietnam. I was there in Vietnam for 13 months. And basically, we cleared the area for the other Army units to come to Vietnam. Race was never an issue when I was in Vietnam. When I came back from Vietnam, where they put station me again? Fort Benning, Georgia. I was arrested one time. Because I had went to this restaurant to order something, and they told me I had to go around back, and I said, "What? Are you kidding me? I remember spent, you know, 13 months over there fighting, so you can have this right here, what you got? I left my blood over there and everything, and you tell me I got to go around?" I start slapping. He called the police. And they came and got me. And they put me in jail. They called me all kinds of names. So when the MPs brought me back out to the base, and, you know, they found out what I told them all of what happened, they said, don't worry, they just took me back to my company area and let me go.
That was one of the veterans that were part of the Shasta stories here and part of the Vietnam experience that's going to be, and it's being played right now on KIXE, but also is going to be part of the November 7th forum they're having over at Shasta College. And when you hear things like that, it's true. It's, you know, and we're with us, is sitting up here with us, of course, is Rob Keenan from KIXE, who is their program director, but also Bruce Rickey, Vietnam veteran.
Correct.
And and also heads up the Veterans K-9 Connections. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. When you hear something like that, it's almost amazing. Because you're talking about the 60s and down south. And I have no doubt what he said was absolutely true. But, you know, you rely on each other. You know, you're not worrying about whose blood is going to be going into your veins or who's handing you ammo when you're fighting. Am I right?
You are right.
And this is Bruce Rickey. Bruce, tell us a little about yourself.
I graduated out of Chico just barely and was drafted immediately after I graduated. Would have been drafted, so I enlisted into the Army Flight School, helicopter flight. and which was a smart thing to do, as it turns out. I didn't want to walk through the jungle. I'd rather fly over it. And that was a good decision. Being a college graduate, we should make good decisions. Huh?
We should. Doesn't necessarily mean it happens.
So I spent a year over there, up in the I-Corps area from Da Nang to the DMZ was our operational area. And my unit, the unit I was attached to, was an aviation attachment to an artillery unit that had the guns on the DMZ. So we went and flew logistics. We flew overhead in and out every day. Six, seven, 8 hour days were the regular.
Okay.
7 days a week.
Did you fly the wounded?
Only if they were slightly wounded. If we happened to be there and there wasn't another medevac around, they would put a wounded in our aircraft and we could bring him back to Quang Tri or Da Nang.
And you were shot at?
Well, occasionally.
Uh-huh.
Which unit were you with?
I was with the 101st at the last. I was with 24 Corps Artillery attached aviation attachment, and then with the 101st the last 4 months of my duty over there.
Yeah, my cousin, I believe, is 1st of the 9th. Cav, as was is Chuck Kinney in town. I don't know if you know Chuck.
I know the name.
He was a helicopter pilot, Shasta Gas Propane, helicopter pilot over there, too. You two need to get together.
Yeah, I think so.
In fact, I'm going to be seeing him right after the show's over. I'm heading on down to see him, but I'll give him your name and
great. Thanks.
Yeah, because he flew over there, too, and he has gone back to Vietnam at least twice that I know of, and they're looking for remains of helicopter pilots in some of these areas. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
I have, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what does it mean to you when you see, have you watched the documentary?
I watched all of the series.
What do you think? Yeah.
Some of it was hard to get through,
and
I guess in summary I would say that if I'd have known all that I know now, having seen Ken Burns' documentary, I'm not sure I'd, and I'm a patriot. I'm not sure I would have gone if I could have avoided it because of why it was being fought. That war could have ended during Kennedy's era if the politicians just had the cojones to do the right thing, and they didn't. And that was about, I think the death rate about that time was right around 12, 13,000, and we wound up with 58,000 deaths over there because they drug it out.
And hearing you... your sentiments, I think, Carl, I would say that from the people that we have been involved with on the veteran front here in Reading, a lot of the Vietnam veterans, I feel, are in the same thought process as you.
That's what I've heard, too, in feedback. One of the veterans that I was in contact with last week concerning a canine in Sacramento. I asked him if he had been watching this series. He goes, yeah. He says, I'm more confused than I was before, and I'm even more angry than I was before, and that's a mirror. I could say the same thing.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is, and I think that the veterans, and I was not in Vietnam. Everything since Vietnam, but I think the point of that was that they had two. I think there's maybe two feelings. Is that the one of what you were doing there with your fellow soldiers and the other people in the fights you were having and the successes and the tragedies, but almost was so much different than the overall picture because you never could see the overall picture.
Right.
And so you come back with a feeling of pride of what you've done with your friends and, you know, lifelong accomplishments and lifelong friendships you make. But like in any war, I mean, I know that I had the opportunity to be sitting up at maybe higher briefings. But when we blew open when we blew through the berms and we went through the berms, it still comes back down to those, you know, those 20 guys I was with when we went through the berms and headed north as fast as we could drive our dune buggies and bees up there. So, you know, the overall arching reason, it becomes frankly not important at that point. Now you're on the ground. So
yeah, and I think that if I understand what you're saying, it has the same thing to do with the war before I got there and while I was there, was to take a hill. Nobody knew why. We just responded to our commanders.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the ground, but I worked with these guys that were.
Yeah.
I knew what they were doing, and in some cases, it was our sister company that was pulling the guys off the hill after they'd taken the hill.
Yeah.
For what reason? According to Ken Burns' documentary, it was nothing for other than the body count.
Well, you know, and you get into something like that, you know, it's horrendous. And we hope and pray that we're not going to, that we'll never get into something like that again. But yet, here we are, again, in a war that's gone on since 2001. The casualty rate has not been like Vietnam. Oh, God. We were killing 500, 600, 700 Americans a week over there, if not more. But it's continuous. It's something that these kids that are going to college today, they don't remember not having war in their lives. Even though it's low-key and nobody talks about it unless it's somebody in your family, a very small percentage of people fight this war. But I think the idea of having a dialogue like this and having something like this over at Shasta College is great. We got to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. I kind of like that, Man's Last Stronghold. Again, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across from the subway. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Adrian Cronauer. I'm out again at 1600. Why? Because I have to. It's the Army. We're talking out the field today. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bob Bibber.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Is we play anything for you?
Anything! Just play it loud, okay?
I have to admit something to you. I just came from the field.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Each family have to send one son to help fight against the communists. So my father volunteered. He's since he get a chance to go to school already, so my father volunteered for his family, and so his younger brother can go to school. That year in 1973, everybody fled from our village because the communists was getting very close. So my family arrived to the state in 1980, November 16th, arrived to San Francisco. I remember that day very well. My father got depressed, and because of his father didn't get to come, he didn't get to hold his father's head when he passed away. In Mian culture, human culture, as a son, when your parents pass away, it's your duty to hold his head, to let him know that you are there. So he didn't get a chance to do that. He felt very bad because of the war-torn country. He passed away in 2008. But I got a chance to hold his head, to do the tradition. I'm the oldest son. As the oldest son, I have to take care of my younger siblings, just like how he did when he was in Laos, in Thailand.
Hey, welcome back. That was one of the people that's participating in Shasta Voices that you'll hear. Well, it's being played right now on KIXE on Tuesday nights with the we're here with Rob Keenan, who is the program director. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're doing the repeat of them. We're actually in episodes, I believe, 2 and 3, both air tomorrow evening, started at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And not only that, but there's going to be Shasta Voices is going to be over at Shasta College. A Shasta Story. I'm sorry. What did I say? Shasta. Anyway, Shasta Story is over at Shasta College. It's going to be on November 7th. It's going to be start at noontime. And they're going to be talking with people that are there, including our other guest here, Bruce Rickey. Are you going to be there that day too, Bruce? Or
I will be. Actually, Veterans Canine Connections has been asked by Scott Thompson at the college to have two or three of our veterans and canines there and some of the information for the program that we have for the veterans in the North State.
Let's talk about that right now then.
Okay.
You've been on here before a few weeks ago to talk about it, but I'd like to hit it again. It's the canines helping to heal veterans.
That's correct.
This is you're seeing more and more about service dogs. Some people, of course, abuse that, but real service dogs do so much for our veterans and for other people. But one I just read about was how they had one trained that it could sense when he was getting ready to have a seizure.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing. So what do you do? What is the Veterans Canine Connection?
Well, basically, the program is available to veterans that if they don't have a canine and are interested in one for PTSD anxiety, we will help them locate a dog. We've got a lot of contacts, breeders, shelters and rescues, and so we have a pretty strong network where we can pick different breeds from if a veteran wants a particular breed. If a veteran has a dog, we'll evaluate that dog, see if it's capable of service dog work. If it is, then we'll roll them into the training program that Andrew Figueroa is our trainer for, and we enter them into the basic training. If a veteran's dog already has a lot of the basics and he's wasting his time there, we'll move the veteran and the dog up into the advanced class.
So you will either take their dog or provide them a dog?
Correct.
And where do you get your dogs from?
We have now four breeders that are donating dogs to this program.
Wow.
As far away as Grants Pass, Oregon.
Does it take a registered type dog, or can you use other dogs?
Oh, you can use anything
dog, right?
Anything with hair.
Anything with hair? How about we have a pot-bellied pig? Can you? Okay, you know. Well, okay. Well, I'm just saying, pigs are smart too.
They are smart.
Yeah, I've been hunting them for anyway. I think this is really great because I truly believe in this. This is one of those things I truly believe that a dog. I mean, I never had a dog. I never had a dog until Linda and I. She said, I want one for my first anniversary. So
our first anniversary.
Our first anniversary. And so that little dog is 9 years old now, Elk Killer. And I think that she is beyond any training at this point.
She's trained you.
She's trained me. I mean.
That's all there is to it.
It is. And she's got me. I mean, it is. It's true.
That you're running around on command.
But what impact does a dog have on a veteran that may be having some issues?
Well, we're seeing a lot of change in some of these guys. The veteran, regardless whether I call him the jungle veteran or the sand veteran, from mm-hmm. the different eras, we have a common thread, and that is anxiety in public. And the result of that anxiety is a lot of the veterans, myself included at the time, would self-isolate. So if they don't have a dog and they get a hold of us and we match them with a dog, then just having a dog means they have to get up in the morning, let the dog go out and go potty. They got to exercise the dog. Pretty soon, incrementally, they're getting out of the house. They're doing some exercising. They're walking, running, biking, whatever they do. That dog is the reason for them to get up, to get out, and to start doing things. Now, after we've certified... let's see if I got the number right, 28 service dogs mm-hmm. at this point in time in just a little over 2 years. And most of those veterans are turning around and volunteering back into the program. And in doing so, that is helping them heal as they are able to reach out into the community with their service dogs and providing comfort to school kids, other veterans, and so forth. So the real healing process is continual. The dog starts it. Once they get out and they start doing things in the community, like our VVU, Veteran Volunteer Unit, gets out into the public. We're also tied in with an equine therapy group that is working with children and veterans, and having a dog there has made a tremendous impact on the experience in the arena with the horses. These veterans giving back is healing them even further.
Are they able to, do these veterans have jobs, the ones that usually you help?
Some do, some don't.
Okay. And the reason I ask that is if the service dog, you know, is one of those animals, of course, that can come into a business then.
Correct.
And a restaurant.
And a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the, so all this is run on donations. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
So
there's no paid staff. That's where we are a little different than some of the other programs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anybody on staff. We are grassroots, operate on donations.
I know that Haven Humane takes cats and puppies over to the colleges and universities around here during exam week. And so when the students come out, they're kind of like, here's a puppy to pet,
yeah.
you know, or a kitty to cuddle
yeah.
at Haven Humane's Bark, Wine, and Brew. For $10, you could cuddle a kitty for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's people over there, just those cats are just loving it. They're probably trying to figure out what's going on. But, you know, because it calms people. It's proven
yes.
that it calms people, which is probably why Rob Keenan carries a kitty up here with his little face. Out of the top of his shirt right here.
We're getting close to the closing hour. So, Rob, you have some closing thoughts about what's happening with the series. It's, again, playing in November. It's your last closing thoughts.
Right. I wasn't going to address the kitten issue, but try to avoid that one because it's an embarrassment for me. But just want to let people know that you can find the Shasta Stories or Stories of Service on the Shasta College Foundation and KIXE. I should be able to say that one. Facebook pages and through our KIXE.org website.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Bruce, how do people get a hold of you, and how do they donate for this? Because this is obviously a great, great cause.
Veterans Canine Connections.
And we do have a Facebook page, the name, and add NorCal to it, gets you to the Facebook.
Uh-huh.
my contact number or the contact number for donations, and any veterans interested in participating in the program is 529-4433.
And this is a 501, I'm sure.
It
3C,
is.
All that.
That
so anything
correct.
Devoted or anything mm-hmm. donated. You can if you don't have an animal, they will find you an animal.
That's correct.
Okay.
Very looking forward to this, the Shasta Voices, and here there are local North State veteran, Vietnam veterans that KIXC have edited. I think there's, you say there's 9 spots. How many?
There's actually 12 stories
12
of service.
12 stories of yeah. service. Great. Looking forward to seeing that. And again, it's showing tomorrow night.
The actual Ken Burns documentary is airing through the last part of the first part of December.
Okay. You know, here's the thing is Peter Griggs always brings in, who's the marketing guy over at Shasta College, always brings in a full show. And it's different every time. And one day we're in there we're going out there to check out the swine barn. And other days we're coming in here for Shasta Voices. I'm telling you, it's great. So thank you very much, Peter Griggs. Okay, tomorrow, Doug Wright, and we're going to be talking about how to stay out of trouble if you in business and in estate planning with our lawyer, Doug Wright. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News is brought to you in KCNR Shasta, writing by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. California wine country is burning. Roughly 10 wind-driven wildfires are raging, prompting mandatory evacuations across 4 counties. As the flames close in on her house, Kelly Court describes herself as freaked out.
Completely. Having witnessed everything that my mom went through in Lake County with the fires, I woke my husband up after I went and saw how close it was, and we're ready to go.
She spoke with KGO-TV. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt declaring an end.